Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off with George. Hi, George. George, welcome to the show.
Yes. Hello.
Sir.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm living well.
I have a concern about, had recent surgery, what you call, in my surgical area where I had some bone spurs taken out.
George, if you'll turn your radio off while we're talking, it creates feedback here on the show, okay?
See now.
Go ahead and turn the radio down, and then go ahead and ask your question again.
Okay. I recently had a surgery, and they went into my cervical area and taken out some bones out of my off my spinal cord, which they call bone spurs.
Mm-hmm.
And after they taken the bone spurs off, I'm still having some numbness in my left leg and my hand. It's not as bad as it were. At one time, I couldn't even hold a bottle of water in my hand, but now I can hold a bottle of water and I can walk. I am still walking with a cane and sometimes crutches, but at one time I was in a wheelchair and I'm still taking rehabilitation. But I would just want, a lot of time I have pain in my hip, like it's still having that like sciatic nerve going down my leg, and I'm just wondering why I'm continuing to have pain after they have taken the bones spurs off of the spinal cord within the cervical area.
Well, if you're still, now they took it off in the cervical area and you're having pain in your leg?
It's like in my hips, and it's still like my leg feel, my left leg feel like it wants to give out sometime. And the doctor said that all that was due to that pinch spinal cord I had in my neck. Because one time I was like, they thought I had a stroke, but I hadn't had a stroke after they ran a CAT scan, but it was bone spurs, the doctor said, was pressing on the spinal cord, causing the weaknesses in my leg, my left leg especially. My left leg went completely out at one time, but now I regained a lot of the strength back. I'm about 65 to 70%. I can't stand no long time, and I'm just wondering what's causing it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a possibility. It could be coming from the neck. Have you had anyone else look at it from a non-surgical perspective, like a chiropractic physician? Or even an osteopath, like a DO? Have you had any opinion like that?
Well, not since I've had surgery.
Before that, did you try some non-surgical methods before you went into surgery?
Well, one other time I had some back pain a few years back, and I used to go to a chiropractor, and he did me a whole lot of good, but he deceased, and after he was an Oriental guy. And after he passed away, I hadn't seen another chiropractor, and this been probably nearly 4 years ago. But I just had surgery this year on my cervical area where I had bone spurs pressing on my spinal.
Sure.
And I hadn't been back to the doctor, to a chiropractor, since I had this bone spur. Now, I did get a second opinion before I had surgery about this cervical area in my neck, and I had two neurologists look at it, And they did say that that was the problem. And the only way I was going to get some relief was to go in and take those bones out of there.
Yeah, and that's a possibility. But at the same time, I might look at, if I were you, you might want to look into some more of the alternative care, whether it be chiropractic or even physical therapy can be helpful at this point, even working on the lower back, making sure the nerves are not being irritated and there's no inflammation around them. But a DO, osteopathic physician, they can work real well with that sort of thing too. There's different therapies out there that can be helpful with your situation. There's a low-level laser therapy that can be quite helpful. But, yeah, I mean, it's a challenge. I mean, what you're dealing with is not easy. I know it's frustrating and it can be painful. Have you changed anything else in your diet, or have you changed anything at all in your lifestyle? Or did they tell you it's not that big of a deal, don't worry about it?
No, I try to keep a pretty good eating habit. I'm always an active person. There's a lot of meats I don't eat. I don't drink. I don't smoke. Never did that. I try to eat a balanced diet every day. And I was always active. I'm 60 years old, and I'm always was on the go doing something. You know, I try to create good habits. And one of the things is that with my back, my legs feeling kind of like they want to get tired all the time. It's been kind of a hinder to me, you know what I'm saying? And then at night when I sleep, I wake up in the morning, my back is real stiff. So I was just wondering, was that surgery that I had was contributing to the stiffness in my back at night when I get up in the morning and having this numbness down my leg? It's not as bad as it was. I mean, it's a lot better because I couldn't use this left leg at one time. But now I can pick it up. At one time, I had to pick it up and put it in the car with my right hand.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm able to maneuver with that leg a little better than I were, and I'm about, I guess, 65 to 70%, but I'm not back to 100%. I probably will never get back to 100%, but if I can get back to just 95, 98, I feel better.
Yeah, you would, and you never know how the body's going to respond, so you know, definitely be open-minded about that. I would definitely go get another opinion with maybe a chiropractic physician, just have them take a look at it, because now that you've had the surgery done, you've kind of gone that route and gone down that path, and if you're still getting some of these symptoms, you might want to have someone that's really skilled at non-surgical methods to be able to look at it and make sure that the nerves are where they need to be as far as not being irritated and there's no restrictions. Even if all the scans are clear, sometimes, you know, at this level you can have some irritation there, so might want to get that checked out as well. And, you know, for some of the little, you know, shooting, you know, pins and needles and even some of the weakness within the legs and that sort of thing, you might want to, from a nutritional perspective, just so you know, vitamin B6, pyridoxamine, is really good for those sorts of things. There's some good studies on it and research on it, so you might want to look that up. Your cod liver oil, your fish oils, vitamin D, those are also good. And, you know, at the end of the day, with what you're dealing with, it's challenging, but the body can change. And I know you said you don't know if it'll ever be back. Well, you've had some surgery and some things removed, and the spine's a big deal. But if you get it managed right now and don't just let it go, then you probably will see some really good results, because it sounds like you're intuitive enough to know that, well, I need to do something right now. So that's why we're having this conversation. I would get another opinion on that. And then let me know. You can call me back right here on the show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria that almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Check out the show 24-7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. That's 888-283-7272. Give me a call right now. Want to talk about your health and your life. We can get into that. You can also check out the website. And if you're looking for a provider in your area that believes the same way we do, we've got a growing network. You can check out the web, mywellnessproviders.com. Check it out there. And it's pretty interesting. People are looking for that. They want to know, can you help me build my lifestyle, make better choices, and think of things from more of a natural perspective? A lot of docs out there are doing that now, and it's great to see them getting on board. So just get in touch with us. We can help in your area. All right, let's go to JR. Hi, JR. Welcome.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm living well. How can I help?
I've got two things going on. I've got a fatty liver, they tell me.
Okay.
And I've been told that I have diverticulitis. It's on the left side, down low about where your belt would be.
Right.
But it's pretty painful. But when I pump diesel into the truck that I drive, and I get that diesel, so you'd say smell, but I taste it. And when I get that diesel taste in my tongue, it causes that place to hurt, just, you know, like what they're calling diverticulitis.
So when you get around your diesel truck and you smell the fumes or whatever, you start to taste it, and that makes your side hurt, right?
Yes, yes.
And they did a study not too long ago, and I read it here on the show, about how diesel trucks and the fumes that come from the diesels, they're finding are very toxic as far as being inhaled all the time. So, you know, that is something to be a little concerned about if you're starting to get pains when you are smelling those fumes. Do you drive diesel every day? Is that part of your job?
Yes, I do, but mold and stuff like that causes the same pain.
And have you gone to your doctor and told them that? Have you told them the correlation, or have you not mentioned that to them?
I have said something about that.
And what did they tell you?
It's just diverticulitis.
That's it. And you cut back on eating nuts and that sort of thing, things that would normally irritate it?
Oh, I haven't touched those in a long time.
Okay.
But moles will do that, and different stuff like Windex and perfumes, just lots of different things will get in my tongue. And when it does, you can't get rid of whatever you get in your tongue for about 12 hours. But it aggravates that place that they're calling diverticulitis.
Well, and there's a possibility that you could be having a toxic buildup. That is, you know, definitely possible. So you're not crazy, that's for sure. And one thing to do is, well, is it, let me ask you this quick question. Does it hurt every week, every day, once a month? What's the frequency of it?
Oh, that's a good question. Probably 2 or 3 days at a time, it'll be almost unbearable. But I have an uncomfortable feeling there all the time.
Okay.
Not really, you know, not really bad pain, but now, you know, you get around pumping the diesel, the new in the tank is what causes the problem.
Right, I get it. You might want to get with a naturopathic physician, a naturopath, and talk with them about looking at some form of cleansing protocol, because if it is toxic overload in the body, there's some things you can do like chlorella and aloe vera juice. There's some different things you can do to chelate the body and kind of cleanse it, and some products you can put together. But a good somebody more on the natural alternative side is going to do it. Most physicians really don't get into all that, but a naturopathic physician would definitely be into that. That's kind of the core of what they do is getting the body from more of a natural perspective back to where it needs to be. But, yeah, I mean, if you're dealing with that and you're feeling some of that toxic overload or even seemingly that's what it might be, then getting your body to go through kind of a cleansing process. And, you know, the body's got its own natural detoxification process in the lymphatic system, but sometimes it's good to do a little bit extra, whether you fast for a little bit, or whatever. That can be quite helpful. So that's one thing you want to look into. And also, just so you know, as far as foods go, you know, eating a low inflammatory diet will really help in these kind of situations because it helps push the bad out, keep the good in, and can be very effective. So there's foods that literally will lower inflammation in the body and help, and there's foods that can increase the inflammatory response too. So it's about eliminating, you know, the ones that are no good and bringing the other ones in. And my book talks a lot about that. But that's a good direction to go because if it's just diverticulitis, then, I mean, again, it's just avoid certain foods and let's hope for the best. That's kind of the standard medical answer. And I know you're like, well, there's more to this because you're not an idiot and you know your body. So, I mean, I get it. That's why I would look. You're going to have to look more along the lines of an alternative practitioner for something like this, for the results you're looking for. Because if you need somebody to get in there and dig, standard medicine is not going to dig. Because, I mean, if the diagnosis of diverticulitis is what it is, they're going to leave it at that, put you with a GI doctor, and just hope for the best. Change your diet, and let's just hope for the best. Not let's get to the root cause or anything like that. And nobody's fault. It's just not looked at that way. So you're going to have to do your own research with that. But we'll be here to help any way we can. You can always call or email us, too. At same number, 888-283-7272. But check it out. Keep me posted on how it goes. Because toxic buildup in the body, I'll tell you this, if indeed that's what it is a huge issue right now, especially with the environment and the toxins that we have in our food supply, water supply, and how they're getting into our system and building up over time and causing, I believe, a lot of the health challenges that we face today and that we're seeing today are based on, you know, just a lot of the external top environment that we have. So it's smart that you're jumping on board with that and looking to do something about it, that you're not willing to settle for anything less than that. So keep me posted how it goes. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. 80% of the health challenges we face today, diet and lifestyle related. What does that mean? It means that somehow, some way, we've lifestyled our way in, but the good news is many times you can lifestyle your way out. We'll be right back.
Is your church or company looking to increase the productivity of its people? Are you looking to take your church or organization to a healthier level of success? America's Lifestyle Coach is on a mission to transform as many lives as possible with his nationwide message of living a healthy lifestyle. To schedule America's Lifestyle Coach to speak to your church or organization, call 888-959-9355. That's 888-959-9355. Or visit us online at teamlifestyle.com. That's teamlifestyle.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary. It's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
HealthCoachRadio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. The FDA is investigating a role of energy drink in five different deaths. U.S. Food and Drug Administration confirmed Monday that it's investigating whether Monster energy drinks might have played a role in the deaths of about five people. According to the Bloomberg News, FDA spokeswoman Shelley Burgess said the victims cited in the five reports all had consumed the energy drink before they died. But she stressed the claims in the reports are only allegations at this point. The family of the 14-year-old girl who died after drinking the energy drinks is used in the reports in a lawsuit that's been filed against the maker of the drinks, Monster Beverage Corporation of Corona, California. The high levels of caffeine in these energy drinks have prompted public concern, as emergency room visits involving these drinks have increased tenfold between 2005 and 2009. Senator Dick Durbin had asked the FDA to consider caffeine limits on energy drinks, Bloomberg reported. The agency said it's working on drafting guidelines to guarantee energy drinks do not pose a danger to those who consume them. Monster, which sold $1.6 billion worth of energy drinks in 2011, defended its product, Bloomberg reported. So think about that. Think about that. And there is a lot. I mean, these are ones we hear about. There are a lot of smaller cases based on these that we don't ever hear about. And, you know, that's really the challenge in the middle of it all. So, and the energy drinks, I mean, obviously carry a lot of caffeine in them. I mean, over 200 milligrams typically in one can, because they're usually about 24 ounces. The cans are getting larger and larger. So to see that happen is a real tragedy. It really bothers me when you read something like that. Obese boys are turning into impotent men, they're saying. They said young obese males have reduced levels of testosterone, which greatly increases the risk of being impotent and infertile as adults, is the new study. Researchers at the University of Buffalo in New York compared 25 obese and 25 lean males aged 14 to 20 and found that the obese males had up to 50% less testosterone than the lean males. Testosterone is the hormone produced by the testicles. Now, the findings recently published online in the journal Clinical Endocrinology need to be confirmed with a few more males, the researchers said, but we were surprised to observe a 50% reduction in testosterone in this pediatric study because the obese males were young and were not diabetic. The study first author, Dr. Parish Dadanda, chief of the Division of Endocrinology and Diabetes and Metabolism at the University of Buffalo Medical School, said in a news release, the implications of our findings are frankly horrendous because the boys are potentially impotent and infertile at such a young age. The message is a grim one with a massive epidemiological implication. The researchers noted that low testosterone levels are also associated with higher levels of abdominal fat and reduced muscle, which can lead to insulin resistance and then diabetes. So these findings demonstrate that the effect of obesity is powerful, even in the young, and that lifestyle and nutritional intake starting in childhood have major repercussions throughout all stages of life. The good news is that we know that testosterone levels do return to normal in obese adult males who undergo gastric bypass surgery. So it's possible that the levels also will return to normal through weight loss as a result of lifestyle change, although this needs to be confirmed in larger studies. The study found an association between obesity and reduced testosterone levels. However, it did not establish cause and effect relationship, but it did have a relationship nonetheless, which is important. And we see that often. If you've ever been in clinical practice at all and you do blood testing and whatnot, you'll see that the lower testosterone definitely goes hand in hand many times with males that are slightly overweight or they're carrying some abdominal body fat. Makes a huge difference. And low testosterone is causing a host of issues. I mean, from drive and energy levels to infertility, you're seeing a lot of issues with males that are going through these, almost like with women, menopause. They go through what's called andropause, and things really begin to change in guys. So it's that different season of life. But it doesn't have to be like that, guys. I mean, really, there are natural ways to boost testosterone levels. You don't have to take hormone replacement many times. You can do it naturally. Now, not to say hormone replacement is bad, because it's not. And there are many times that we need that, and I'm glad we have it. But you always want to do the best you can to push the body to make its own as much as possible. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. You can give me a call right now, and we'll make your question part of the show. Or you can call, and we can answer it, or email. We can answer in private. Just go to the website. All right, Darla, let's go to you. How can I help?
Well, I've got on the outside of my ankle, the exterior ankle, there in the front of the ankle bone, there is a fatty area, real fat, almost like not a bulbous, but it's very soft, okay. And it looks like a tumor, but it's not on the inside of my ankles. It's only on the outside, and then where my Achilles tendon is on both sides, it feels like it's like that too. And I went to my doctor and I asked him about it, and he had me go to a podiatrist. And the podiatrist said, you just have fatty ankles. And I thought, I mean, it's just been a recent thing in the last 6 months. And I was surprised that he didn't even take blood or anything. But he didn't And he just felt around, and he said, no, that's the way it should be. And I thought, well, I'm not a doctor, but this is just new for me.
Yeah, and that's okay. I mean, granted, it probably is nothing, but it also could be something like a sebaceous cyst. And many times when you go through a lot of stress in life, cortisol levels build up. And as cortisol levels go up, then, you know, that's when the body can store excess body fat in weird places. You get these little lipomas that can pop up anywhere and can drive you crazy. And you're thinking, gosh, there's something wrong with me. You think it's something major, and it's not. It's just one of those deals where the body is at higher production of cortisol, and you know it ends up creating these little fatty deposits. And that's what it could be. Very easily be that down there in your ankle. Just, you know, looking at it from more of a basic point of view. That's what I would do, is I would maybe get it looked at from someone that can handle it from more a natural perspective. And if it is a fatty cyst, or if it's like a lipoma, then the surgery would probably be the only way to go. It's very hard to get those to dissolve, very hard. And so once they're there, you pretty much kind of have to do something surgically to take care of it. But I would look into that and keep me posted, okay? 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health. And if you call in and you don't want to, maybe you don't call in, but I want to open this up to you, because a lot of people get nervous and call in and ask a question. You know, when you ask a question, you're helping, who knows, 100,000 other people probably that have the same question. And, you know, it really is a good thing to do. And also, I want to encourage you, if you've got a friend, a family member, a loved one, or, you know, whatever it might be that really needs help, talk about them too. You know, you don't have to just call for yourself. Call for someone else, because one of the things I like to teach people on the show that listen is that the more people you can go tell little bits and pieces of what you've learned here, the more you can make their health better and their life better, and you can open their eyes to really what's going on as far as our food supply and everything else as far as the quality of it, and get, you know, keep them from making the wrong decisions, maybe make the right decisions, get their health back, and look at what you've done. You've made a major help. You've created a major help in their life. So, powerful. All right, Daniel, you're next with us on the show, my friend. How can I help?
Hello?
Hello? Daniel, welcome to the show. How can I help?
Hi, Dr. Ace. How are you doing? Thanks for taking my call. My wife and I, we over-the-road truck drivers, and we went and had our physicals done about a week ago.
Okay.
And the physician found blood in my wife's urine, and she said it was quite extensive, and my wife told her that it was because of, you know, female troubles, but this also occurred 2 years prior, because every 2 years we have to get a DOT physical for driving. But the first 2 years ago it wasn't that bad, but this time she said it was pretty bad. So what could be the cause of that? I'm kind of worried about her. She don't want to, you know.
Well, the doctors are telling her are the doctors saying don't worry about it?
No. But not the doctor. The doctor's worried about it.
But what did they say?
I'm worried about it.
Yeah,
so
okay.
So my wife just didn't want to get into it with the doctor. But, you know, she said that she needs to get it looked at. But my wife's kind of afraid to do anything. She's afraid of doctors and afraid to, you know, get it looked at. But what could it be?
Well, I mean, there could be several things. She could be, she could have constant urinary tract infection. But if they check for infection and they ruled that out, so I don't know all the details of how they did their protocol, but normally you would check for UTI, see if there's a bacterial infection. Sometimes that can cause blood. If it's extensive, then you can have some potential damage to the ureters within the kidneys, or there could be a stone that's trying to pass. Many times that can cause blood to come as well. I would go back to your physician, though, and ask for more extensive testing and to find out what's going on. I'm surprised that they would just be concerned and just let it sit. So I would definitely get back and or get a different opinion from a different doctor in that regard. Okay, but keep me posted. Hey, folks. folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, while I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. They're saying genes now may determine aspirin's effect on the advanced colon cancer. So, you know, a whole aspirin a day for heart disease? Well, they're saying now that patients suffering from advanced colorectal cancer, aspirin may help. So there's a mutation with the gene called the PIK3CA mutation, and it has to do with the tumor cells in colorectal cancer. Well, lead researcher Dr. Ogino, who's associate professor in the Department of Epidemiology at Harvard School of Public Health, said about 20% of colorectal cancers have this PIK3CA mutation, according to the study, and it can be potentially tested as a predictive genetic marker for colorectal cancer patients. Doctors may be able to really make a decision to treat or not with aspirin based on the PIK3CA test results. So this test can potentially make a difference for patients for diagnosis and treatment, but independent validation studies needed before this mutation testing can be a part of routine clinical workup. This was in a recent New England Journal of Medicine, which is kind of fascinating. Aspirin, they're finding now, as much as we kind of balked at it, has quite a few helpful benefits. It's still hard on the stomach, but at the end of the day, there are some benefits for it, which I think is fairly interesting. It's more as it grows that we're finding more and more. It'll be interesting to see, because you've got two schools of thought. I mean, especially me being in the middle, you got the medical train of thought or the school of thought where they're all for it. And of course, the alternative side thinks everybody's crazy. So when it comes to aspirin. And that you shouldn't do that. So they kind of have a different stance. Depends on who you talk to. But it'll be interesting to see as we get more studies in with this where kind of the chips fall with everyone's opinion. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. We're going now to Charlene. Hi, Charlene.
Hello. My question was how to help the GABA. What food should I concentrate on eating, and then what foods to avoid?
Well, for GABA, of course, that's the one inhibitory neurotransmitter. So you're dealing with anxiety and that sort of thing. There are certain things. Foods that you really, it's not to incorporate. There's quite a few foods to avoid to maintain good, healthy GABA levels. And I'll kind of run through some of the basics with you. But almonds, walnuts, cashews, those are important to avoid, actually. Barley, wheat, so any kind of wheat flour, breads, pastas, cereal, crackers. Believe it or not, brown rice and white rice, not so good. And the beans are actually a little bit of a culprit, too, and buckwheat as well. So there are some foods out there that really can affect GABA levels in a negative way, in a not-so-good way. But, you know, at the end of the day, too, there's certain supplements that can help raise GABA levels that can be very effective. If you find the GABA itself in the supplement, typically that doesn't work that well. You've got to have the cofactors that help create the GABA to really get the true benefits. And with GABA, some of the key ones are L-theanine, which is an amino acid. And, you know, and of course, you can look at things like L-tyrosine and L-phenylalanine combined together can be quite helpful, too. Now, valerian root has been talked about for a long time as helping GABA levels, but the more pharmacists I talked to, and they kind of broke down some of the chemical makeup of how valerian root really works and why it's something to be very cautious with, is brought some validity to my eyes as far as seeing that. So you know, again, you want to just kind of keep, you know, keep things in balance, especially with GABA levels, because if you're dealing with anxiety and you're dealing with these sorts of things, you want to keep the brain chemistry as stable as possible. And there's ways to do that nutritionally, you know, just like we're talking about here. But again, the foods that will avoid, the foods that you avoid, needs to be the one to focus on, because pretty much other foods, proteins and other kind of, I mean, there are only certain nuts listed. There's all kinds of other nuts you can have if that's an issue. But yeah, it's just about coming up with everything that you need from that, and then stabilizing it and following a good protocol. Okay, 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can give me a call right now. Let's go to Evan. Hi, Evan.
Hey, Dr. Issa. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, Evan.
I'm the guy that you said to call you, because I was kind of afraid to call.
Okay.
And
that's
right. It's a sensitive. I was like the other caller that feedback. I was a commercial truck driver, drove a long time. I'm disabled now on disability. I've got a degenerative disc really bad in my back and neck, and I think a lot of that was from driving and maybe hereditary, but I've got this real bad pain in my breast. I'm 6 foot. I weigh about 200, and I've lost about 20 pounds. I was at 285. I'm down to about 265 now.
Wow, that's great, man. Way to lose this.
I'm trying, but I've got this pain in my breast, and I notice from muscle mass, it's, you know, it's fat mass, you know, and it's kind of worried about it, and I talked to my wife about it, and she thinks my testosterone levels are low, and I have, they had me on morphine, because I can't even walk unless I'm medicated, and I need to get off this medicine. I'm on methadone now.
Okay. Well, have you had your testosterone levels checked? I would. And that's one thing you want to do. And also have them check estradiol. Have them check your HGH, which has to do with growth hormone. And they can check all these hormone factors and levels and see where it really lands. Sounds like the little painful spot you got, it's called gynecomastia. And it's where there's an excess buildup of estrogen, and it begins to form male breast tissue. It can be very swollen. Happens a lot in puberty in teenagers. So you might want to get that looked at. There's some estrogen blockers that they can give you to tone that down. But more than anything, they need to figure out where your hormone levels are so they can get those balanced. And that is a wise note from your wife. Keep me posted on how that goes, okay? And thanks so much for the call. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, in giving with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.